people know. Yesterday we have I've given some explanation about how the first concile, the 500 arahats, they decide not to abolish any rules. Okay? Mm-hmm. So, and according to that also, the rule regarding money cannot be regarded as minor or lesser rule. And even dukkhatas, upasitas, everything is, as called, included in the Patimokkha. Now all the other rules could the Buddha let down and nothing to be abolished. Today, I will explain about the second concile, what happened in the second concile, and see how monks, they starting breaking the rules.
然后跟你跟你跟你是阿拉汉这个决议呢，金钱戒是不能被当做那个小小戒来来舍弃的，不仅是金钱戒，乃至于戒律里边关于恶俗恶说那些戒条，那个跟你五百阿拉汉那个决议都不应该取消。然后今天我们开始讲一下那个第二次戒决的情况，就是说那个第二次戒决经过，然后看一下就当时这第二次戒的时候是有第二次戒是有些比库是怎样判戒的。
100 years after the Buddha's Parinibbana, who got a scandal in the sasana, who started in Vesali, north of Rajagaha, in the city of Vesali. And the scandal was about money. So, and I will tell the story how it started. Some monks in the who used to collect money from lay people. So and they put a vessel outside the monastery and shouting to the people, "Give for the sangha, give money for the sangha." The sangha needs to do this work, this construction, and so forth. So and they collect the money. After that, they will share between them. So,
然后呢，这个故事是这样的，就是当时有一些僧人呢，他们开始向那个居士搜集金钱，然后他们在那个寺院外面放了一个容器，然后大声喊说那个僧人这个工作需要钱，僧人那个工作需要钱，然后让人们往里面那个。
So these monks are called Vajiputas because they were of Vaji country. They were no Magadha, not Magadha country, it was for Vaji country. They were called Vajiputas, sons of the Vajis.
然后这些比库被称作八七子，因为他们大部分是来自那个八七国的那个比库。
So then, one day, a monk arrived there. His name was Yasa. He was an arahat. He wanted to spend overnight in, all night there and continue his journey. So, and these Vajiputas, so they told him, "Look, we collect so much money, and this is your share. Please take your share of money." So, when Yasa refused, and then Vajiputas, they insulted him.
然后当时有一个阿拉汉叫耶舍，然后这个耶舍阿拉汉呢，他有一次走到那个巴西比库门的那些那个寺庙里边，然后打算在这个寺庙里边过夜，然后继续他的旅途。 然后但是那些巴西比库呢，他们收集了不少钱，然后他们从这钱里面拿出一份给那个也是阿拉汉说，这是你的一份，拿去吧。然后这个也是阿拉汉拒绝了，然后这些巴西比库就开始侮辱他们，侮辱也是。
They told him that you deprive lay people of getting married. Therefore, you should take your share of money. So, because when Vyasa refused, he told him it's not allowable for monks to get money. They forced him to go and ask forgiveness from the lay people, because he deprives lay people from merit.
然后那个。也是阿拉汉跟这些巴西比库说，就是说你接受进行对比库来说是不适合的。然后，这些巴西比库告诉也是比库，那个告诉也是阿拉汉说，你应当去向那居士们忏悔。他说你拒绝接受这些居士进行，就是剥夺了那些剥夺那些居士们积累功德的机会，所以你应该向居士们忏悔。
So then, then they told him they have to go in front of lay people and.Ask for forgiveness. So then, ultimately, when Yasa, he went in front of the lay people, and they told them how this happened, and they told him the passage I read to you yesterday about the four defilements, with the samanas and brahmins do not shine. The Buddha told, in one defilement is by using money, and how these monks by using money they just fill the cemetery and go from death to birth. So they told this for Sutta from Anguttara Nikaya, the Buddha Sutta.
So he told this passage to the lay
people.
And then,他去居士那里之后呢，他没有向那居士忏悔，他告诉那个就是佛陀教法什么样的，然后他告诉佛陀教法什么样，他就引用了昨天张文吉讲那段，就是佛陀说，对于实上门婆罗门，对沙门婆罗门来说有四种烦恼，然后其中一种烦恼就是那个受持金钱，然后受持金钱比库他只会填满坟墓，不断的再生。
So because he explaining.Very nice from the Dhamma and Vinaya point of view. The lay people told him one day, never mind, you are nothing wrong, nothing wrong with you. So, it's called. And then, Vajiputakas are wrong, the lay people told him. So, and then, when he returned back to the monastery, Vajiputakas become so angry.And they want to make Okepaniya Kama to them, to suspend him from monkhood as a regular monk. And then they force him to make duties and so forth like that. So then, because this Yasa understood that these Vajiputas are not capable to understand and so forth, he had Sahih powers and he flew away.And went to meet other elders of the Sangha, other senior monks of the Sangha.
他说呢，然后这些居士们听了那个夜舍尊者解释的法和律之后呢，说那个夜舍尊者你讲的非常好，然后你没有任何错误，然后错误的实际上是那些巴西比库们，然后他们，然后这样这个。夜舍尊者回到那个寺庙，但是他回到那个寺庙之后，他发现那些巴西比库对他非常的那个生气，想对他做曲饼干嘛，把他给赶出去。然后呢，那个夜舍尊者看到这种情况，他就运用自己的神通给那个飞走了，然后去跟僧团的其他上座见面。
So therefore now these elders ultimately convened means called.Many monks to come, and they convened a council who were about 700, what is it? Yes, 700 monks, they meet them together and they discuss this matter. So then about whether the monks are allowable to use money. But they found out that these Vajjiputtas, they did not break only the rule about money, they break other rules also. And they discuss this matter.
然后他们组织这个阶级一个主席就是讨论比库是不是应该使用金钱，然后他们组织这个阶级之后，发现这些巴西比库他们不仅破了这个金钱界，他们还破了很多其他的阶级。So
then other points, other rules they broke it is about keeping salt, storing salt, so that if they get saltless food, they can mix it with salt. It's called, we studied this rule, this Pachitya, about Sanitikaraka rule. Pachitya, so they all would break that rule of storing salt and other items, I don't know what. And so there were about 10 points, 10 things they've done wrong. Money was one of them, which is actually how the reason of the first council started, because of money.
然后他们犯了其他戒律，包括储存盐。然后他们储存盐的目的就是说，如果他们偷包出来没有盐的食物，他们可以往里面加盐。然后这条戒他是犯了储存食物戒，然后到我们讲那个储存食物八戒第二的时候，会讲这件事情。然后总共他们是犯了十条戒，叫做十是非法。然后今天戒是其中的一条。So
they want to when these Vajjiputtakas, Vajjiputtas, they came to know that there will be a council coming and so forth, they try to influence some monks who want to join the council. And they will collect ropes and balls and so forth and try to offer them to some monks, influential monks, like bribing, to tell them, don't take this side, take our side. We are, they told him that we are Vajjiputtas, and the Buddha was very, he was praising Vajjiputtas, he would, which is not true. They told him, they tried to convince him on this basis, from the ethnic point of view, ethnic point of view, not from Vinaya point of view. And then some, they succeeded to bribe some monks by offering them bowls and robes, good quality robes and so forth, and they took some of the monks to their side.
So
therefore now, when the first council came into place, about 700 monks and some many of them arahats were convened together, meet together to conduct a council to prevent bad monks like Vajjiputtas breaking the Vinaya rules. That was the reason. And the starting point was because of using money. Okay, handling money for these Vajjiputtas. This is what triggered the second concept.
然后这个第二阶级，参加第二阶级大概有700僧众，然后他这700僧众里边很多阿拉汉，然后他们阶级这个导火线呢，就是那个他们这阶级主要目的就是为了防止这些比库像这些巴西比库们那样，破坏各种戒。 然后这次接机到火线就是那个看那个巴西比布使用金钱。
But these Vajibuddhas, they will attract young monks, okay, by bribing, offering money, maybe offering robes and bowls and bribing them. They attract many young monks, and they gather together 1,500 monks, and they will make a counter council, and they call that council Mahasanghika Council, because the number of monks.They gather together is 1,500 monks. But the other council was only 700 monks. Okay? Therefore, they call their own council Mahasanghika.
And then, 因为之所以成为大乘阶级，是因为他们这个阶级，他们这个阶级人数有1500名比库，然后那个第二次阶级那个比库只有700名比库，所以他们这个阶级成为大乘阶级。
Now Mahasanghika means large sangha, sangha council. Large in what? In quantity, not in quality. Okay. Because most of the monks were young monks, they have not experience about Vinaya, about that kind of thing.Therefore, if you see from this point of view, in quantity, large, but in quality, I should call no quality. Okay.
然后他这个人大众，他指这些比库数量多，但并不是指这些比库质量高。他说，因为他们吸引这些比库，大部分是年轻比库，就是对出家生活其实都没有什么经验，所以说这个大众仅仅是数量多而已。
Now this.Group of Vajiputtakas who start this council, they've been called Mahasanghika group of monks from that time on. And many historians trace the origins of Mahayana in this Mahasanghika group of Vajiputtakas.
他说那个，然后来以巴西比库为主组成这个群体呢，被称为大众部。然后现在许多历史学家就是把大乘的起源。追溯了大乘部。
Have you heard about Mahayana?
Yes.
Okay. Very fast. So, now, up to the third council about the Asoka's time, which about almost 300 years after the Buddha's Parinibbana, this Mahasanghika group of monks, they, as called,They were not very active in such, as called. We don't know much about them, what they have done, what they did, the activities and so forth. We know that they were breaking the rules, Vinaya rules. We know that for fact. So, therefore, up to third council, you have no much information about the activities, how much active they were. We know only they were propagating, as called, other views. And this is the time in the second council,When Theravada split into two groups now. One was the Orthodox monks, Theravada monks, and then the Mahasanghika monks. And they also later, they split into different groups, these Mahasanghika monks split into different groups. After the third council, therefore, we have no much information. That's called, they were not passive, or whether passive or active.
然后，关于大乘部呢，就是说从第二次阶级结束以后，一直到第三次阶级，第三次阶级大概是阿育王时代，也就是佛灭之后大概三百年的时候，就是说我们对于大乘部他们具体做什么活动，我们不是很清楚，但是我们知道他们在犯戒，然后就是从第二次阶级从第二次阶级开始呢，就是说那个，佛教僧团正式分裂为上座部和大乘部。然后大乘部后世又分裂了很多其他部分，然后具体他们有什么活动，我们就不清楚了。
So then, the third council about 300 years after the Buddha's Parinibbana, there was another scandal who came in the sangha. It came from a different problem. The problem was that the king Asoka.He was very generous, very generous. He will offer so many requisites to the Bhikkhu Sangha. So, and then other sects, Hindu sects, ascetics of Hindu sects, so they lost their followers, their supporters. And then they thought, look, these Theravada monks, they get so many requisites. So, and then they smuggle themselves, become monks themselves, and without proper ordination. They were, they would don up robes as Buddhist monks, and they would go to the monasteries, they will eat, they will sleep for free. They use all these requisites, and many of them as about like fake monks. So, and the population of them increased so much, so that they become a problem for the Sangha. And the Upasatha, to make the Upasatha, many orthodox monks, they refused to go to the Upasatha because they knew these are the fake monks inside the monastery. And these fake monks used also to worship, for example, Hindu deities, fire worship, and all the sun worship inside the monastery. So they become very problematic for the orthodox monks to carry into the Upasatha.
然后到了第三次结局的时候，也是佛陀灭度300年之后，然后僧团里边又出了另外一个丑闻，然后这个丑闻是就是释迦牟尼佛大量的资句，当时一些外道们，比如说印度教义等于外道，他们失去了自己的信众，然后失去了供养，然后他们为了获得，然后他们看就是佛陀非要僧团得了很多资句，然后他们看到这种情况就自己禅让袈裟，混入佛教僧团。 然后以获得资据，然后这些贼主者数目大量增长，然后造成很多问题，然后许多那个真的佛教比过去觉得松懈，因为他知道这边这些僧团里边是那个贼主者，而且他们做很多非法的行为，比方说崇拜太阳、崇拜火，然后崇拜印度教神等等。So
therefore, for 7 years, there were no Bodhisattva ceremony. And because many monks started complaining, so Asoka the king, who built all these viharas, he built many, about 84,000 viharas all over India. So he decided to take action. So therefore now the action was to clean the Sangha. To clean. And then he conducted in monasteries interviews, interview sessions. So that monks should come and to be interviewed. And for example, to ask them question, what does the Buddha teach? What is the Buddha's teaching? What do you believe? Why you become a monk? Some questions are interviews. And then in these interviews, many monks, I suppose, who did not reply correctly, they will tell about Hindu ideas and all these things, they've been expelled. In this way, the expulsion of 60,000 monks had been done during that period.
然后因为刚才说这种问题，就是大概有个7年时间，就是整个僧团都没有进行僧戒仪式，然后比库们开始抱怨，然后阿育王看到这种情况，就做出一个决定，就叫整顿僧团。 然后他开始就是挨个对他在见到那个寺院那些僧团的比库里边进行面试，然后面试的行为，面试方法就是问这些比库一些问题，比方说，佛陀教法是什么，然后你信仰什么等等，然后回答错误的比库他会被去名，然后最后大概一共去名60,000名比库。
So then now all these 60,000 monks who have been expelled, who had mitchatiti, wrong views, now they lost their livelihood. They lost their good food, they lost their good medicine, they lost their good lodging. And then some of them, they're starting thinking how to make a living now. And then they were to the monasteries of Mahasanghika monks. Mahasanghika, because Mahasanghikamas do not belong to the Orthodox Theravadan. So they went to the monastery of Mahasanghikamas, and these Mahasanghikamas, they reordained them. They gave them ordination. They supported them. They'll come. no molestes. So that is why you know again that these Mahasanghika monks, they were actually a separate group. They supported all these expelled monks from Dharmasoka. All these, most of them who had Hindu beliefs.
然后去有些现在被区别的这另外一个那个甲比库，然后他们失去了自己，要失去自己的生计，然后他们想重新获得自己的这个讨一份生活，然后他们就去大乘部落寺庙，然后请求重新出家，然后那个大乘部落寺那个那些比库就接纳了他们。 然后从这个地方我们知道，就是说这些大乘部落比丘，他们接纳这些被区别的僧人，接纳这些有那个外道信仰的这些那个僧人。
So then, and these expelled monks now after get becoming again into monkhood, as a revenge, they try to attack the orthodox monks. Okay, they starting writing. Sutras in disguise, as if the Buddha taught the sutras. They started new books, compiling new books, and attacking when Sariputta, attacking the Buddha, attacking it's called the Theravada concept of practice. So they try to promote their own ideas, Buddhism. And that is where the first time it's called we get a literature which is very similar to what we have now with Mahayana literature. So therefore historians they trace now more prominent features of Mahayana texts in that period. In that period. The fourth one would it be written from these expelled monks. Who had Hindu ideas and so forth. They try to mix to imitate the way the Theravada sutras have been written, they try to imitate that style. And so, but they will, the message they will give is always completely different.
然后呢，这些被区别的比库，他们去大乘部落那个出家之后呢，然后他们为了复仇，然后他们开始攻击正统的比库，然后他们为了答应这个问题，他们自己写伪经。 然后他在自己写这个伪经里边，他们攻击佛陀，攻击舍利弗尊者，攻击目犍连尊者，然后攻击一些上座部落正统见解。然后这是在历史上我们第一次发现，就是有那种类似于大乘佛教的这些特征的这些文献出现。然后历史学家也发现，就是从引出土文献看，正是在这一时期，大乘特征的文献大量出现了。然后他们模仿那个。
I don't want now to continue what happened next. Next with the history, how Mahayana evolved, all the things. But I want to highlight the point that everything was started with money. From the second concept, how these Mahasanghikas, as called the Vajiputas, starting breaking the rule of money. The other things also what about keeping salt and so forth that can be also regarded like that, other small rules. But this one, the whole, what triggered the second concept, what triggered the build-up of Mahasanghika, what triggered the build-up of Mahayana, as called tradition and so forth, it started from that, from the money, from the issue of money.
然后这个第三次阶级以后，这个历史的进展，反正就是说是，张老师他不想谈阶级上，然后这张老师他想强调一点，就是说这个第二次阶级呢，他是属于对金钱这条阶的不同观点，然后也是这是因为第二次阶级，然后大乘部才能够从佛教僧团里边分出来，然后再往后大乘才能够才会出现，所以说在某种程度上可以讲，就是大乘那个或者大乘部落大乘是起源于就是金钱界。
So then we call these monks, therefore, all monks who use money today, whether they are Theravada monks or Mahayana monks and so forth, who use money, we call them Vajiputas, not Sakyaputas.
So, 把这些所有使用金钱的比库，不管是大，不管上座部比库还是大圣比丘，我们称这些比库为八弃子，而不是世子，就是说他们是那个八弃子比库儿子，而不是释迦牟尼佛的儿子。
As the Buddha told, he who use money is not a samana, not a Sakyabuddhiya.
嗯，正如佛陀自己所说的，就是使用金钱的比库，不是沙门，不是世子。
Therefore, we can tell for sure that these monks are not samanas, not Sakyabuddhiyas, but they are Vajibuddhas.
所以我们也可以确定说，那些使用金钱的比库是那个非沙门非世子，而那他们不是世子，他们是八弃子。
So then, this is how the sasana is starting declining. Declining for such monks, Vajibuddhas, and if we see other instances in Vinayabhidhaka about the Vajibuddhas, we will see that these Vajibuddhas cause other scandals in the sasana. And I will mention about 2-3 cases about these Vajibuddhas. To understand who are these monks, because they have a history even during the Buddha's time, not after the Buddha's time only.
然后这是那个破戒的比库，怎样是教法开始衰败的？然后有关这些八弃比库呢？其实在律藏里边，他们有其他一些丑闻，就是说这些八弃比库呢，即使在佛陀时代，就已经有一些破坏戒律的名声，然后，张老下面就开始给大家讲其中两三个故事，然后看看他们在佛陀时代是怎样破戒。
Now the first scandal about Vajibuddha was when the Buddha laid down the first parajika, not to engage in sexual intercourse. Vajibuddha were the first ones who break that rule. Okay.
然后第一件丑闻就是这样，就是佛陀制定了第一八大戒、这条戒，就是不能性交这条戒之后呢，八弃比库们是首先破这条戒。
So then, these Vajibuddhas they had girlfriends in the village, go in the village have sexual intercourse, come to the monastery, they have the good meals, sleep and so forth, and whenever they feel the need, they will go to the village, have sexual intercourse with girlfriends and return to the monastery.
然后，这些八弃子的比库，他们在村里边有女朋友，然后他们觉得自己需要，然后就去村里边和自己女朋友进行，然后再回到寺庙里边吃饭睡觉，然后再等睡觉前又觉得有需要，然后再去村里边性交，这样。
So then, after they done it so many times, they repented, and they went to when Ananda, and told Ananda, Venmananda, you go and.Ask the Buddha on our behalf to forgive us because we have done such things and so forth, sexual intercourse, which is against the rule of parajika the Buddha laid down.
他说，然后他们做了很多次礼，之后他们开始觉得追悔，然后他们先没见阿难尊者，然后拜托阿难尊者就是去。告诉佛陀，就是那个替他们向佛陀请求原谅，因为他们知道自己犯了佛陀制定的那个戒律。
So when the Buddha heard this, he told how these foolish people can think like that. They think I'm going to abolish the parajika rule because of them. And he told Ananda, No, you tell them to disrobe. And then, as called, he expelled them.From monkhood.
然后呢？说那个佛陀听了那个阿难就讲这个故事之后呢，他们那他就是那个非念那个就是真的这些八弃比库，他说这些愚痴人，他们难道会认为就是我会因为他们的行为而取消这条八大戒吗？他说然后呢佛陀告诉阿难尊者，让阿难尊者就是请阿难尊者请念八弃比库还俗， 然后让安德尊者把这菩提巴斯比乌去除这个僧团。
That is the first time Vajibuddha got very angry with the Buddha.
嗯，这次事件是就是这个巴西比库们，第一次，对佛陀生气。
So then, after some time, other Vajibuddhas, young ones, no, they've been ordained. Ordained again in the Buddha, as monks. So they're the ones who joined Devadatta. When Devadatta want to split the Sangha, Vajibuddha will support Devadatta.
后面呢，在那个提婆达多企图破僧的时候，年轻的新出家的巴西族比库们，是加入那个是他们是站在提婆达多一面。
So then, therefore now as called, Devadatta had almost 500 disciples. Most of them they were Vajibuddhas.
然后提婆达多500弟子里边，大部分都是巴西族比库。
So then, because Vajibuddhas had a reason why they did not like the Buddha to be the leader of the Sangha, and they liked Devadatta to be the leader of the Sangha. Because the Buddha expelled them. They told him, you are Parajika, you go, disrobe.
然后他们就是说这些那个巴西族比库不喜欢佛陀，喜欢提婆达多是有理由的，因为佛陀死前曾经因为那个第一巴拉吉卡那个事去领过他们。然后是那个是，让他们放俗，然后就因为这个原因，他们不喜欢佛陀。
Therefore, after the Buddha passed Parinibbana, Vajibuddha will be the happiest of the Buddha's Parinibbana.
然后佛陀那个入灭之后呢，巴西族比库是僧团里边就是对佛陀入灭最高兴的人。
So then, they might have broken this rule. Some rules before that, but we have not been discovered. They might have done in a secret way. But it was only after 100 years of the Buddha's Parinibbana who have been discovered accidentally what they're breaking the rules. This Yasa, the Arahat Yasa, happened to pass by accident from the monastery.
他说其实他们在佛陀时代就可能已经在秘密的犯一些戒了，然后只是没有被发现而已。只是过了这夫妇那在佛陀灭度一百年之后呢，才被那个路过的夜舍尊者偶然的发现。
Therefore now, if we trace the history of Mahayana, you can trace the Vajibuddhas who had a bad history in Theravada Buddhism because they would break.They will engage in sexual intercourse. They will support Devadatta. And then they will break the rules of money and I don't know what other rules. And they will support also the expelled monks from the Ashoka's time, say, third council, it's called, supporting Hindu monks and so forth, and allow them inside the monastery to write books against Theravada, against Arahats, and so forth, against Sariputta, and I don't know what.Therefore, if we trace the history, all Mahayana is based on these corrupted monks.
所以说，如果我们追溯大乘的历史的话，我们可以追溯到巴西比库的这个时候。然后，我们看，就是这些巴西比库做了多少事情，就是做了多少坏事。然后就是那个性交，然后那个支持提婆达多破僧，然后支持被贬灭的比库，然后那个允许这些外道。在允许外人在他们僧团里边出家，然后允许他们写作伪经，来，反对佛教正统观点，然后反对佛陀以及那个舍利弗等大弟子们。然后所以说我们可以说就是这个，大乘实际上是他是基于这些腐败的比库们。
So then, this is just a brief explanation. If you want to investigate more on this matter, you can do it on your own.But I want to highlight about how money, it is a widespread practice today As I told yesterday, 95% of monks, they use money. And we can't regard these monks as Sakyaputyas, we regard them as Vajiputas.
他说这个只是一个那个前两天，大家如果想知道更多细节，可以自自己去研究。而这这这样子，他强调是尽管说经这个使用金钱的这种行为，咱们先不现在说非常广，非常常见的。但是我们要知道，就这种行为，比如他不是上面不是实的，他们他们他们是八旗子。Okay,
now we're going to the next rule, which is about the bowl. 下一条鞋就是有关波尔鞋。Now this rule, it is similar to that rule of the rope, which a monk should not exceed more than 10 days by keeping an extra rope. This is only that one should not exceed 10 days by keeping an extra bowl. So,
然后这样就用我前面说的第一条那个不能吃有多余一年而且是非常相似的那样就是说不能吃有多余的一超过十年这样就是不能吃有多余的波超过十年。So then
somebody has to read the Vinaya Pitaka and read the story.
下面请阅读学本那个，这条经音乐，那个在这边讲一个经音乐，给大家朗读一下。尔时，佛世尊在沙瓦提城，其数几乎多元，时六群比库积蓄众多之波，众人寻拜经舍见此，畸形非难，为何沙门世子积蓄众多波耶？ 沙门世子非为波商不开陶具殿耶？诸比库闻彼等非难，彼等中少欲者非难。为何六群比库续长波耶？于是诸比库以此事白世尊。诸比库，汝等实续长波耶？实然世尊。 佛世尊呵责，愚人，汝等为何续长波耶？愚人，此非令，此非令未信者生信，乃至诸比库，汝当如此诵此学处。任何比库续长波者，尼萨吉亚巴迪迪亚。
You can read the next also.
Continue.
Yeah. And also up to the definition, what means bowl. Because there is also give some definition. Okay. You can continue after the story, there's some little explanation there.
Okay. But only the explanation about the bowl.
About the bowl. Oh.
然后他说你把那个第二个故事念完之后，一直把那个长波者，就是非受持之物那个在那儿念完，就是关于解释波那个在那儿。如是，世尊为诸比库治理学处。尔时，长老阿难达得长波。长老阿难达欲以此赠长老舍利弗。 是欲舍利佛住沙祇时，长老阿难达如是念：世尊以智力学处，不得续长波。我今得此长波，欲赠长老舍利佛，而长老舍利佛住沙祇，我当如何处理？于是，长老阿难达以此事白世尊。 阿难达，舍利弗几日回来耶？世尊，九日或十日内也。尔时，世尊以是因缘说法，而告诸比库曰：“诸比库，听现时日以续长波。诸比库，汝当如此诵此学处。” 现时日续得续长波，若超过此者，尼萨杰亚巴利杰亚。现时日者，最长得续十日；长波者，非受持之物，又非说净之物。波者有两种波，铁波、泥波也，又有三种波，大波、中波、小波也。大波者，可容阿罗迦量之饭，四分之一主食物，其余为适当之辅菜。中波者，容那力量之饭，副菜。小波者，容拔陀之量之饭，副菜。非过大非波，过小亦非波也。
Okay, now here, how to count 10 days were explained according to the dawn, because the dawns, how many dawns passed. So we don't need to explain this again, that is easy to understand. Special information is about the ball, the size of the ball. So here, the Buddha says there about the material. Okay, first about material. No? There are two kinds of balls in regard to material. One is ayopato, which is made of iron, and the next is matikapato, which is made of clay.
本来那个这是头灯，您可以戴头上，不用搭上那个。
这张老师是这样，他说这他是这个关于这时间怎么计算的，我们之前讲那个一零二届的时候已经讲过了。他让那个名相来计算，然后这个地方就不重复了。然后这个地方负责解释波要准，他解释这个波有关这个波的尺寸和材料。然后尺寸我们待会儿再讲。然后材料呢，这个地方材料有两种，一种是铁波，一种是陶波。
Okay, now there are also other materials except these two. Other materials are not allowed.There are other non-allowable materials are gold, silver, gems, beryl, bronze, glass, tin, lead, copper, wood, and a skull. You can see in Vinaya notes they have a list.
包括金、银、宝石、头骨、木头等等。然后但是有关这不入法材料的详细列表，大家可以看那个纪律考试大纲。然后纪律考试大纲的第，我看一下，
说
纪律考试大纲表42，是一种不入法直播材料，然后大家可以看一下。
Under the iron, steel is also included because steel is made of iron.
然后我们说铁锅，然后那个钢也包括在铁里边，因为钢是由铁造成的。
Okay, now regarding the size of the ball. Now the Buddha gives definitions.How we should measure the ball, okay? But now because we don't have light, I want to put on the whiteboard some information, but we don't have light. What happened with the electricity? Then I will give it maybe later if the electricity comes. Now the Buddha gives three kinds of balls, okay? This is large bowl, which is unallowable, large bowl. And then Majjhima Pada, which is middle-sized bowl, which is allowable. And the small bowl, which is also not allowable. Alright? Therefore, out of this definition, only the Majjhima Pada, the middle-sized bowl, is allowable.
佛陀说这个波有三种尺寸，然后呢，大波、中波、小波，然后那个波的量超过了那个波的尺寸，如果超过了大波，它就是那个不如法的，波的尺寸如果超过了小波，也不如法的，只有那个就是纯在出来的大波、小波之间，中波尺寸是如法的。
Now the commentary like Gangavitarini or Samantabhasarika, they give more information about these things. And they give a different classification, how to count these boards. If you see table 43 in Vinaya notes, you can tell him to turn that page.
然后那个著书，比方说《一波多陀》或者《普断言》里面，对这个波尺寸提供更多信息。 然后大家也可以从那个《戒律法华大纲》里面看那个波尔基隆尺寸，就是表43，波尔基隆尺寸。
So then, it says that there is large bowl, ukata ukata pato. This is not allowable. But ukata pato, large bowl is allowable.
然后在这个表里边是那个，就是最大的大波，就是比大波还要大的波，不如法的。然后但是那个大波本身是无法。
And then ukata omaka, smallest large bowl, majjhima ukata, largest large bowl, majjhima medium bowl, majjhima omaka, smallest medium bowl, omaka ukata, largest small bowl, and omaka small, and omaka largest bowl, which is not allowed. The last one is not allowed.
然后最后那个最小的小波也是不如法的，然后除了这个最大大波和最小小波，其他都是如法的。
Okay. And I don't know, like, because I want to show this on the whiteboard, we can't do that, no? Now regarding what, if we go to the Vinaya Pitaka and see, here the Buddha tells that the Ukata Pato, the large bowl, he gives one definition, it's called, he speaks about alhaka, atta alhaka. Alhaka, it's called, it is half halhaka, alhaka, okay? Now this alhaka, it is a unit of measurement in India, okay? One, it's called, one alhaka, consists of four makata nalis. Makata nalis is another definition about nali. Alhaka, nali, and pato. We have three words, okay? Alhaka, nali, and pato. One alhaka, it is four nalis. Okay. Four nalis. And half, it's called alhaka, it is two nalis.
然后呢，佛陀在讲那个佛在分在分在分在瑜伽里面讲那个大波尺寸的时候呢，他讲了那个阿罗奇，然后这个词在那个一或这个词在我们的阿罗喀，然后这个阿罗喀是古印度用一个测量单位，然后一个阿罗喀等于四个玛嘎塔那里。 所以说，半个玛嘎塔那里，然后这个那里它本身是个单位，然后玛嘎塔那里就是玛嘎塔国的那个那里。
diese die Definition von Anahata. One Anahata, let's see, for example, box, when you take rice in the box, in order to make it one Anahata, you have to have four Magadanalis, to feed it with four Magadanalis, then it becomes, the box can fill, okay? This is the measurement of Anahata. So if you have half halhaka, that means you have to take two magadanalis. Then this is the this is definition of. Now, we have, after that we have on Magadanali. And we have on Magadanali is equal to two patas. Okay? Two patas.
然后我们这个地方说那个，一个玛卡塔纳利呢，它等于两个那个帕特，然后我不知道帕特这个帕特它也是一个计量单位。考斯塔诺上面写的是伊纳利的伊帕达，伊帕达它是它我那我也那个巴达它怎么翻译就是真音译的是吧？考斯塔纳利是跟它一样的 PAT
我就根本就没翻译，是直接把它放在那儿是吧？那你哪个是正确的？你只要不翻译肯定是正确的。不是翻译吧？啊？
翻不是现在翻译写的是一等于二吗？
我估计是手是笔误。
那个地方？
上面写一等于一吗？
哪个地方一等于一？
那个是
我
这儿，
最下面的不是。
他
解释伊纳利等于多少？ 这可能不是比故，这个他用的应该那个什么，当时米果长讲那个什么，米果长讲那个那个什么，那里不是玛嘎塔那里。
哦，不是玛嘎塔那里。
他是另外一个那里，因为我说那里，我刚说是玛嘎塔国那里，对不对？
哦，对。
但是新哈拉人现在用那里不是那么回事。
那这上面跟这个不一样。
不一样，对。
哦，
哪里跟玛嘎塔那里不是？
对。
但是他那我那里边根本没提玛嘎塔那里这回事。
对。
你就写那里。
对。
So
now the word pattern, the Buddha tells that one pattern it is a small ball, one pattern. But the middle sized ball is one magata, which is about two patas. Okay.
So that this means the
one magata nali it is middle ball, middle sized ball, which has two patas. But the small ball is one pattern. Therefore now the word pattern comes in the Vinaya Pitaka about the small ball.
If it is pata, then is there an H or something? If it is ball, is there an H or something?
No, pata.
Pata.
Pata. It is a measurement. I will explain how to measure pata.
Okay.
It's not.
Because you said it's small ball or something, so I said okay.
Pata it is a measurement.
Okay.
The Buddha gives one pata. Pata it is a. It's on omako pata. Omako pato. Okay? Then we'll explain now how to measure pata.
Then 然后，对一个中国，他能拿两个巴托量吃饭，也就是一个玛嘎塔那里，就是那个量的饭，我那笔写一下。
So, therefore, this is misleading, no? The stage is the problem.
Yes, yes, no problem.
So, now, how to know how much a pata is in nowadays measurements,
uh-huh.
How to know a magadana is, and how to know how much half an alhaka it is and one alhaka is.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
然后现在有学员问，我们怎么才能知道，就是一个巴托到底是多大，一个玛卡纳利到底是多大，然后一个阿罗哈到底多大？下面，几句。Now
the Vinaya texts from the commentary, sub commentaries, we have also glossaries, Pali glossaries. They explain how to measure. Okay. So then they tell that. The measurement is by handful. You take the hand like that. Okay? And how much rice you can take in your hand. Okay. Therefore now the measurement is, so then with your hand. It's called with a handful of your hand. It's called you take rice and measure.
A raw rice or?
You can take raw rice, actually, after you have to cook like that. Raw rice, no, we have to take raw rice, okay? Raw rice with your hand, and then one handful. Two, three, four. Four handfuls make one pata, okay?
And then, 一个巴托应该，就是对于这个巴托量，应该通过用手抓的量来确定。就比方说，你用手抓米，然后你就用手抓米，然后上抓四次之后呢，这个四次这个米累积起来量，就是一个巴托，就是四个满手的意思。一个巴托等于四个满手。
So therefore now, the hand should be done not with the finger open. The finger should be closed. And you have to actually take, if it is a lot of rice, you have to take from down and then take it out and measure it. This is what done in shops, for example, nowadays. Even nowadays in Sri Lanka, it's very common. In the kitchen, the woman, that means the mother and so forth, who cooks for the family, she measures with handful. One, two, three, four, to know how much rice to cook. Therefore, using the hand from ancient times is a very convenient way how to measure the amount of rice.
然后这种称量米的方式，就是用手抓这种方式呢，在那个在四店店四店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店店
and cups and so forth like that.
Mm.
Using your hand. That is very common practice even nowadays in Sri Lanka, in India.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the shops, the shopkeeper takes it with his hand and puts it on the scale to measure how much it is.
Mm.
The amount of rice sometimes of other cereals or other pulses.
Mm-hmm. 用手来称量米而不是用容器，这种行为就是不管人家现在斯里兰卡还是在印度都是很常见的。然后他称量也不仅仅是米，还可以是其他各种谷物。
So therefore now, if one patta is four handfuls, one mangata nali it is two pattas, that means eight handfuls. Okay? That's it. Now, if you measure in grams,
mm-hmm.
how many grams a handful is,
mm-hmm.
it is approximately 100 grams, 100 grams of middle-sized man. So, but if it is a tall man, which is like that, it can go up to 120 grams. Okay, if some tall man comes,
然后说，如果大家如果想这样测量，就是说这个，一个门手可以拿多少克，可以拿多少克米的话，然后这个一个中等身材男子，然后他用自己手就称那个米的话，一个门手大概可以抓100克米。但是如果是这个身材更高大更健壮的男人的话，他用这一门手抓可以一次抓120克米。
Maximum. If we put the maximum, it is 120 grams. We can put the maximum if you like. We can put 100 grams. We can put 120 grams.
120 grams of raw rice.
Raw rice.
然后我下面
的 maximum it is.
然后我下面计算，我下面计算的时候就是把一个满手取的最大值，就是取那个120克生米，相当于说一个满手是120克生米。
Therefore, if we multiply by 8, is about how much? 960 grams.
So that is what is Amma Gata Nali is about 960 grams. So, 这样我们这一个馒头乘以八呢，然后我们就可以算出来，那个一个玛格塔纳利，它换成米的话，大概是660克生米，就是取最大那个值。如果不是取价值，是取100克一个馒头的话，大概那个一个玛格塔纳利大概是800克生米。
So therefore, now if we multiply with 100 grams, it can be about 800 grams.
Oh, this I explain. Where you're writing.
Okay. So now let's say we take the maximum, because then we'll take 960 grams. Okay. So in that case, now according to the explanation, Vinayapitaka. So then, a middle-sized bowl can take rice and also. Vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
Vegetables, no? Mm-hmm. So then, if we take like that, so now, according to the commentary, we have to cook, to cook the rice. If we, for example, we take 960 grams on Magadanari, we have to cook it, and it will become how many? It's called double. It will become double. Okay, that is about
920 grams.
Okay, only rice, and then we have this. Vegetables, we take one, one portion, of vegetable, which is about one magadanari. Plus, one magadanari, 960 grams. So we have about, I don't know how much it's going to,
2,000.
Yes, eight.
2000
2000
880 80 so some late this is Majima Bo, no? This is the middle board. Okay. 然后这是这样说，然后说他那个一个中等的波呢，他应该可以放那个一个马格塔那里的。 生米所组成的熟米，然后比方说这个，我们说一个马格塔纳利，它是960克生米，960克生米，960克生米把它煮熟之后，它它重量会加倍，所以说它当重量加一变成熟米之后，它重量应该是1920克，这个中波里边称的熟米，然后如果再称菜的话，称个菜按照绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿练绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿 然后就是每个三天加起来已经是2880克，一个重的物。
So then, now these are just because now the problem is actually there is a dispute、mm-hmm. what means magadanari, okay?、Uh-huh. So、I'm telling you what is magadanari according to the Vinaya text.、Mm-hmm. Because some monks they take different measurements, they use other books,、mm-hmm. other books, not Vinaya text books、mm-hmm. to define from where, what magadanari means.、Mm-hmm.Maybe traditional books, maybe Ayurvedic books,、mm-hmm. they use Ayurvedic books, or other、from the government, some、mm-hmm. other books, and so forth. They use this and so forth, and notify what Nali means.、Mm-hmm. These books mention only Nali,、mm-hmm. but they don't specify what is Magadha Nali, or Singhalese Nali, or a Tamil Nali, they don't specify it.、Mm-hmm. So the monks, they take these books and try to、understand what Nali is.、Mm-hmm. But we don't,we don't deal with any kind of nali, we need with Magadha nali.、Mm. And we have to refer to the Vinaya text, what the Vinaya text tell. Therefore, I am giving these measurements from the Vinaya text.、
嗯、然后呢他说这个地方应该跟大家讲，就是这个纳利的意思，他是有一个争议，他说现在有一些比库呢，他们因为纳利的现在这个单位现在还在用，就是说那个他就有些比库他可能是用那个阿育吠陀属那里边定义那个纳利，因为阿育吠陀里边就是那个定义那个药量的时候他也用那个纳利，然后再比方说那个政府斯里兰卡政府他可能以后定一个纳利，然后他在里边也会用那个定一个纳利数量多少，但是他那里边说的纳利就并没有说明是哪一种纳利，是马格塔纳利还是辛哈拉纳利还是泰米尔纳利，因为在那个在绿藏著述里边提到了三种纳利，就是马格塔纳利、辛哈拉纳利还有那个泰米尔纳利，然后这个地方商量给大家讲是马格塔纳利，然后这个马格塔纳利是在那个是跟那个绿藏里边那个定义，不是绿藏，就是那个绿藏著述里边定义来讲的。
So now, today we have different sizes of balls, okay? Usually we take these balls by measuring the mouth of the ball, how many inches it is. Therefore in the market, if we take a ball, it says, seven size ball, seven and a half size ball, eight size ball, we have eight and a half size ball, nine size ball, nine and a half, 10 size ball. At Thai monks they use 10 size ball. So now, if you take this classification, according to what we have the ball. Therefore, we can see how many grams of food each ball takes. Okay. If we take, for example, size 7, how many we measure, we fill it with rice and so forth, how many kilos it can take. If we take size 8 or 9 and so forth, how many kilograms it can take. Now, we have already learned that actually the Majjhima Pato, Majjhima Pato takes 2,800 grams, or you can take in liters, like that, okay? So then now, in the market, we have, as I told you now, for example, different size of bowls, okay? Then we have, let's see, 6 point half a bowl. We have this kind of. We have also, let's see, 7. Then we have also 8. No, excuse me, 7.5. What we have in the market, okay? So, if we measure how many kilograms, how many liters, if we put with water, let's see, with water, and measure how much it takes. Now, according to the measurement we've done here, this ball takes about, let me see, 6.5. Compare with our 2,800 grams, I call Majjhima Pato can be regarded as 6.5 size bowl. Okay. If we fill it with food, it can actually approximate this kind of grams. In grams, grams are about that. Therefore, Majjhima Pato can be 6.5 bowl. Now, it can take 2 kilograms, 800, almost 3 kilograms, almost 3 kilograms of food. Now, you test and see. If you take this much of bowl, can you eat 3 kilograms of food? So, now, usually our stomach can take the capacity of, let's see, comfortably, our stomach. Okay, if you put your fingers like your hands like that, okay, this is the capacity of food our stomach can take. Okay. So then, if you put more food, the stomach starts expanding. So therefore, now, and in this size, can take about 1 kilogram of food. Okay, if you comfortably. If you put 1.5 kilograms, it starts expanding. If you put 2 kilograms, it becomes big. Then 2.5 kilograms, you can't breathe. You have to go maybe sleep. Now this ball can take 3 kilograms. Majjhima Pato. Okay. 3 kilograms to eat, you feel like dizzy. You feel you are suffocating. Too much. Okay. Therefore now the Buddha knew. Okay, knew. How much a human stomach can take. Therefore, he allowed Majjhima Pato this, that is actually very reasonable amount of food you can take. And then, therefore, now this is for appropriate size for months. So then, we can tell you.
然后我们现在市场买的这种东西，它一般是用这个数字标尺寸，就是它那个。 直径是英寸数来标尺寸，比方说它那个6.5号的锅，6.5号的锅的话，它能直径是6.5英寸。
然后就像他画这样，然后我们现在有6月5号、7号、7月5号、8号、8月5号，然后9号，甚至有10号的活儿。然后他说现在有些泰国比库人用10号的活儿。然后呢，像我刚才说，一个这种大小的锅呢，它一个这种大小的锅，它能盛15，就是这不是饭和菜加起来，它盛15两，大概是2880克。然后这个6.5号的锅呢，它如果你们这6.5号锅盛满水，它盛水的这个体积大概是3023毫升，3023毫升。然后这个你把这个体积，然后用饭装满的话。它能装就是刚刚说那个饭和菜把它装满的话，然后它能装的饭和菜的这个重量大概是3公斤左右，就是3000克左右。然后所以说呢，就是说一个这和我们之前算的中等锅那个成的重量差不多了。所以说我们基本上可以认为就是佛陀所定义中等锅就大概相当于我们现在6.5号锅。然后呢，那个就张亮给大家说，就是说我们这个胃，它平时如果说能舒适的吃一些食物的话，它大概属于这样一个状态。这样这那个，就是说你的食物大概这个量的时候，你的那个胃是比较舒服的。然后这个胃比较舒服的这个食物量大概不会超过1公斤。然后如果你吃的食物超过那个1.5公斤的时候，这胃就开始膨胀；到2公斤的时候进一步膨胀；到2.5公斤的时候你开始觉得就是吃非常胀，然后呼吸都有点困难。然后吃到3公斤的话，就基本上就可以偷偷开始发育。然后这个6.5号锅，它这个最大容量大概是3公斤的食物。
You know, regarding the bowl size 7, it can take up to 7, 4, 6, 8 ml water, but it is almost the same like food, because I measured it is almost the same amount of grams also in food, okay? If you put rice and vegetables, you will get almost the same amount, okay? What is in ml or in grams is almost the same. Maybe the difference, maybe 50 grams or like that, 100 grams difference. But it is the same thing.
他说这个7号锅，他如果你是用水称的容量的话，大概是4468毫升。然后他说但是我们最终要做那个确定这个锅容量是用那个饭和菜来称。然后他说但他试了一下，他用饭和菜来称，如果就是说你把毫升换成克的话，基本上和那个饭和菜那个重量差不多，就说那个就是用水称和那个用饭和菜来称，差别不会超过100克。也就是说基本上就是那个在那个就是说那个饭的重量大概就在4468加减100克那个这个重量。
So the one now, the man does not need so much food, it is impossible to eat. No way to eat. So then, only that this the man usually if they take half the bowl. So the rest is just empty space.
然后你就是一般，因为一般来说，一个实验室吃不了就是那个4468克，这么多食物。所以说七号波的话，就是一般来说他只能他只能吃半波饭，然后那个那个波其他一半波是空的。So he is asking this one bowl of food is it for one meal or for two meals or I mean for all days meal, something like that.
So, it depends on the size of the body, no? The body of the monk. No, it's called small monks, height, which is called, they usually can fall, I know, that means some Tutanga monks. Tutanga monks, they can eat half of size, bowl size. They can't eat more than that, okay? Small monks, okay?
You mean half
the size? For example, the height of the monk is this much. Some monks who eat one day a meal, like Tutanga monks, that's called, they eat only half. They can't eat more than that. Because the stomach is small. They can't eat, that's called, we can take about 2 kilograms. Okay? So then, maybe a little bit more, like that. But it's too much for them, because I know one monk here, he told me that he's Tutanga monk, he can't eat more than 1.5 kilogram of food.
然后呢，他说这样，他说你这个，他说你这个比库身材的，他说那个，他说对于一个那个身材比较小的比库来说，一般来说他一天吃不了2公斤以上的食物。然后他那个，他说他认识一个狮驼型的，然后那个狮驼型的比库，然后狮驼型比库跟他说，他一天吃不了就是吃不了1.5公斤以上的食物。
So I measured also the lay people here downstairs in the kitchen how much food they eat. Lay people.Now, lay people, they eat in plates, no? Plate. So, I measure how much in grams. And the whole day, 24 hours, I call, it is approximately 2 kilograms to 2.5 kilograms of food they take, lay people, in 24 hours.
然后就这样说他曾经那个测量一下，就下面那厨房里面那个居室，就是他们一天能吃多少饭，然后他们然后长老算一下，他们在24小时之内，他们吃的饭的数量大概是在2公斤到2.5公斤之间。
Now here, I show here the plate.
然后就这就是吃饭的那个盘，然后他这一盘大概是750克。
This is a lay people this take for lunch. One plate. It is 750 gram. 750 gram plate. Okay. So, and they told me that they usually don't fill it. So this is too much. They told. That's called. If they put a banana like that, some suitcase and so on, they become almost. Maybe 900 gram like that, or food. Maybe 1 kilogram, let's say, 1 kilogram lunch, and then 1 kilogram dinner. Breakfast maybe 500 gram, half of that. That's all. I ask the people, these kapyakarakas who watch in the kitchen. They're walking, not like monks. They're sitting. They don't sit like monks. They walk.Okay, they told me this is the amount of food they eat because I measured how much food they eat. About two kilograms up to 2.5 kilograms.
他说呢，这你看像他那个就一般就是吃上一盘饭，他也就750克。然后你在这750克上面，你再加上点那个香蕉啊，或者是甜食什么东西，一般有900克，然后最多不会超过1公斤。然后呢，这是午，也就是午饭，他们一般也就吃1公斤左右。然后晚饭呢，晚饭他们又吃1公斤。然后早饭的话，大概是半公斤左右，因为早饭一般吃的比较少，就是只是午饭或晚饭的一半左右。所以说一天来说，他们吃的饭一般也就不超过2.5公斤。然后张老说他这个数据是来自下面那些厨房里面干活性人，就是他们不像出家人一样，就是人在那坐着，然后他们要干很多活，但他们一天吃的饭一般也就是2公斤到2.5公斤之间。
And these people are walking.Walking, they get up about 4 o'clock in the morning. They have to cook, to carry vessels, and to carry, to run up and down, to clean, wash, and so forth, and to do so many work, a lot of work. And they eat only this much of food.
然后就是这些工人们，他们早上4点钟起来，然后要做什么，比方说洗菜呀、做饭的很多活儿，要上山下跑。但是他们一天吃的饭大概也就2公斤到2.5公斤。
So I ask also Mr. Lal, you know, this tall one, this tall Mr. Lal. So he also he told 2.5 kilograms. Oh, it's too much. He can't eat so much.
然后这张老师他问了那边那个很高很胖的那个静人，然后他那个但是张老师一天能吃多少饭，然后他说一般他也吃不了2.5公斤，那对他说太多了。So he wants to take an extra bowl from there and try something.
那是多少
号的？真的。He wants to take an extra bowl from the.Kitchen there, just there, extra bowl, there's some extra bowls. So he wants to show with that real bowl.
He can take, no problem.
你可以去拿，没事，你这儿有解号的话，你去拿，拿一个。
我就解号，第四天我就想问一下那个解号。
He became very interested in it.
因为我不知道我是解号。
Now.If we regard with plates now, this bowl takes Four plates.
You mean seven?
Six and a half. Four full plates like that. So now, this is the middle size bowl we would allow. Middle size.
然后这四盘饭，也就是。佛陀所谓中等锅，他能盛的饭的数量。
When I ask Mr. Lal, can you eat four plates of rice like that? What he told? Impossible. I said, it's too much for me. I'm not taking. This is what he replied to. Even the slave people and so forth, they don't take. Actually, 2.5 kilograms, it is can be about 3 plates. 4 plates, too much for them. Okay. So. But we don't know the size now. What is the size?
Oh, I don't know.
That's why I'm telling you, you have to measure. From here, if you have a ruler, you can measure. This can be 7.5, it seems.
Maybe 7.
7?
7, I don't know, maybe 7 or 7.5, I don't know.
It should be 7, because my boy is 7.5, it's bigger than this, definitely bigger than this. This maybe 7.
We can put this ball on the table.
Yes.
Not like that, the other way. Are you sure? This is 7?
Yes, I think this is 7, because 7.5 is bigger. 7.5. 7.5, you
know?
7.5. 7.5. 7.5. 7.5.
7.5. 7.5.
Some monks tell this 7.5, maybe 7.5, let's see.
这包括比它大一点。包括是中国这边。
你有印象吗？这大概几号包？Most months, this is 7.5. That's
7.5.
Because he said he had a size 8 ball and a little bit bigger than this, so this must be 7.5.
Okay, now 7 size ball. Okay, it takes how much? Six plates.
然后七号锅大概有六盘食物，就可以分成六盘食物是装满的话。
Okay. As I told now, Bhutanga monks, who eat one day meal, they hardly fill the bowl. They hardly fill. They can take about 2 kilograms, 2.5 kilograms like that food. One meal in one sitting. One sitting. Because even 2 kilograms after to eat 2 kilograms, you feel already heavy. If you want to eat 2.5 kilograms, it becomes actually a torture. Okay, you can tell about Bhutanga monks.
他说就是那个吃托钵行，然后一天只吃一餐的比库呢。他一般他这从村里边托钵这一餐回托那个饭回来，大概也就2到2.5公斤的食物。然后在那个就是说，但是他这个钵是那个七号钵，他肯定装不满，因为七号钵他能装那个4到4.6千克这个食物。然后他们说吃两公斤食物之后，发现那个肚子已经开始发胀，然后吃2.5公斤的话，就是一种折磨。然后
Now here we have 7.5 ball. You have 5 kilograms, almost 5.5 kilograms. Okay, 500 ml of food. You can put like rice and vegetable. 5.5 kilograms. Okay, so in plates it's about 7.2 plates.
7.5号的锅呢，那个它如果装水的话，可以装5403毫升的水。然后，如果用盘子来称食物的话，它能称7.2盘的食物。啊，对，确实是这样。然后那个，
八号波人装水的话，可以装6091毫升的水，然后升十度的话，可以升8.125。
Right now here, usually monks here now we only have bowl can take 6 kilograms of food. Right.
所以说龙树林有八号波的那个出家人的话，他可以拿那个6公斤的食物。
From this bowl actually 3 monks can eat. 3 monks.
这个就是这一波食物实际上可以供那个三个僧人来吃。
So and the teachers will advise, if you get to Ben now, they will tell you take size 8 bowl. They will tell you. So then they prefer. This is the most favorable bowl. As called. So and they will tell you to take this big bowl. So now I will tell you the reason for that. Okay, why it?
然后目前把那个八号波变成很受欢迎的波，然后有些人就是用出家手，他们的老师让他们选一个八号波，然后那个这张老师为大家解释为什么八号波现在就变得这么受欢迎。
So they will tell because you can put ropes, the rope you inside. You can put books inside. You can put toothpaste, clocks, torches, you know, inside. Therefore, it is if they tell you, you use your bowl as a suitcase. Not only for eating, but a suitcase to carry goods on.
他们这样说的理由，就是说你这个到时候在钵里边可以放自己袈裟啊，然后放一些书啊。然后放一手电筒啊，手表什么的。然后就是说，这个钵不仅仅可以拿当钵用，还可以拿当旅行箱来用。
So, but this is not appropriate according to Vinaya. Okay, to use the bowl as suitcase. Now, even I tested even size 7 bowl. I test one time. I could put all my 3 ropes inside the bowl. 3 ropes. It is enough space.
张老师巧。
然后那个。律藏里边那个，但是这种说法其实不是很符合戒律，而且就算你是用波来装液的话，张老师他是七号波，然后他那个七号波有一次他说他那个三液完全都可以装在七号波里边。
So he can put about 5-6 ropes in there.
然后这个八号波好像可以装5加或者6.1。
So then that is actually for greedy monks the best bowl.
所以说八号波这些碳那个这僧人来说是很合适。
So then, according to the measurements of Makadanali, actually this takes about this is the measurement I make. This is unallowable. According to the Makadanali, they become ukataukatable. According to Makadanali information.
然后如果说是用那个。马格塔那里也算八号波，已经属于不如法的波了。
不如法。
He got surprised. What? He's asking, is it true that it is not allowable? It says it.
According to this measurement, we make here to work. Magadana is 960 grams. Okay. This becomes ukat. So then I don't, because there is no space here, I can't show you all the calculations, because I have the calculations here. Okay. Because I measured. And size 8 becomes ukatukat. For sure. According to this calculation, because now we mentioned, because there's no space here, I can't show you all the calculations.
但是因为黑板上面那个，他说如果上就是这他刚列这些算式来算的话，他就是说那个即使取那个一手最大的那量，他这个八号波也已经超过那个量，已经属于。比最大波是那种不如法的波，但是说它那个具体计算过程，它这个黑板空间不够，它那个它写不下来，它但是电脑里边有。
那也不会换成七号波了。
So he's asking that is it necessary for him to change his size 8 ball into size 7 something?
So now I tell you myself, I'm using size 7 ball. In those days, when I was in Mitregal in another place, we used to go for Pindapata. Pindapata keep Tutangas, okay, Tutangas. For 3 years, I would go every day, Pindapata, village Pindapata, size 7 bowl. So I had never problem. Uh-huh. Yeah, well, I can feel the ball. If we used to take about little more than half
uh-huh.
and come back and make Buddha puja and offer to Radha monks, not receiving anything.
Uh-huh.
So then eat, no problem. Uh-huh. The whole day you become energetic, uh-huh. good, no problem.
Uh-huh.
Seven size ball, you can, to Tangama, can live without any problem, taking 1 meal a day only.
Uh-huh.
So now, for what you need size 8 ball? It's too much.
Uh-huh.
So then once somebody gave me 8 size ball, I used it. I thought, what's this? I'm carrying just, it's called only steel with me.
Uh-huh.
Excess steel.
Uh-huh.
And I don't make use of it because 7 size ball is perfect, good enough.
Uh-huh. 这是张先生以前在那个圣王大院那个寺院的时候，他那个他们他大概有三年时间，然后他们都是吃那个脱脱行，然后每天都要都村里边脱脱，然后脱脱大概脱了三年，然后他说他每天拿这个七号波脱脱，然后他那个盛的饭数量大概就比这个波的一半稍微多一点，然后还拿出一部分是为了供佛，然后就是但是除此之外，他们就不像这边，就是他们食堂里边再不给你加多的食物，就吃这波里边食物，然后。 但是他就吃这些食物一天是还是很有精神，就是说没有什么问题，三年都没有出任何问题。他说就是说对于持多行那个日中饮食的比例来说呢，就是七号波是足够的。他说为什么要使用八号波？他说他曾经曾经有个人给我他一个八号波，然后他拿八号波以后，他觉得这个非常没有意义。他说拿八号波只是拿一些多余的钢铁而已。
翻译一下吗？
嗯。我每天看你账号，就只喝一杯奶，当然。
那不是，那是早餐，他托那食物，他是在后面吃的。啊，就是说，他会出，出食堂吃，对。不是，他在食堂里边托了食物，然后他拿回去，他有许可，他可以拿回去吃。啊，对。我以为是，是那个少。嗯。那这个口，刚刚里头，中国跟大国正好相差一倍。
嗯。
就是中国是三哪里？
啊。
那个大国是六哪里，正好相差一倍。 实际上你六号的波跟八号的波也正好相差一倍，应该差不多相差一倍，稍微多一点点。
对啊，这不差不多，这不正好就一倍吗？
他说八号的波是，
对，这正好已经过了，他这已经过了大波了。八八八的，二八八的，对。那再问问题，他们
一个土托僧早会喝一点奶，或者吃一两片的甘露，就是他们的经验。
So he's asking whether it is suitable for the Tangka monk to drink some milk or take some biscuit in the early morning after the dawn. Is it suitable for the Tangka monk to drink some milk or take some biscuits before he went to the village?
So then, now, to Tangka monks, it depends what Tangka you observe.
Uh-huh.
If you observe Ekasanikanga,
uh-huh.
to take 1 meal in one sit,
uh-huh.
okay?
Uh-huh.
You can't take different meals in different sessions, different
uh-huh.
sittings.
Uh-huh.
You have to take 1 meal, uh-huh. while you sit down, you have to finish 1 meal and then don't take anything more.
Uh-huh.
Therefore, now, if you tanka man who observes Ekasanikanga, means one sitting,
uh-huh.
he can't take milk and biscuits,
uh-huh.
and eat, and then get up,
uh-huh.
go for Pindabhata and collect and sit again.
He's
to Tanga breaks.
He said,
5, 7. To go to the Vinaya notes, it says that the Ukatupato, the capacity of Ukato, which is still allowable, according to 6 9. 5,
7, 6, there.
You can put 5, 7 there.
5, 7.
5, 7, 0.
Yes.
5, 7, 6, 0. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
然后那个然后跟进的这里考驾照的事的话，他是那个大伯，是六个纳里。然后如果你一本纳里，但是马格坦纳里的话，就是一个马格坦纳里760，然后六个马格坦纳里的话应该是5760。
So yeah, this is the allowable ball. If you exceed 5,706 grams, it becomes unallowable. Okay. Size 8 ball exceeds 5,760. It is more than that. Okay. Therefore, it becomes ukatu ukatu.
所以说这，然后这个地方如果是5760的话，大家看它那个一个8号波，它盛的水的量大概是6,091毫升，然后盛的饭的重量大概也是6公斤左右，已经超过了这个5760。那这样的话，它就应该属于最大大波，是不入法。
The difference about 300 dams, 300 them in excess. Okay, from the allowable ball, who can do it is the last. It's called the meter ball. Okay, now.But this exceeds 300 grams, almost more. But the ukatu ball.
然后就是他说他能盛饭重量已经比那个如法波能盛最大重量已经超过大概300克。
Now we have
前面这个伊阿阿罗加亚罗加是不是大波的意思啊？
不是，它只是两点，不是大波。
那四个嘛，不是那里等于伊阿罗加不是在那个剑女是大波的意思。
不是大波，亚拉加只是个单位而已，可以不跟大波。
那大波是多少呢？它是上前面写的。
你说按立项里边是吧？
对。立项里面不阿罗加氮量吗？
So he's asking about what is allowable。其实，我可以给你写。
Because he's he wants to get some information directly from the beginning paper, so that's it. The ukatu is in the beginning paper, it has the cooked rice of 1 halakhana.
Half halakhana of
uncooked rice. So cooked rice, then it's 1 halakhana. Cooked
rice. Cooked is 1
halakhana. Oh, yes. And then.So that means
4 magnanites, 32 magnanites,
but this is only cooked rice, but also curries and
curries and so forth. You have to put
2 nanites, huh? 2 nanites altogether.
2 nanites
altogether. So altogether should be 6 nanites, right, isn't it?
I don't know because the coin is different.然后那个这条单位也是六个纳里，所以没有。
那现在不是一个马拉加纳里等于两个巴克吗？
对。
一个中波的量等于2000多克，2880克。
不是一个中波的量，不是那个一个中波的那个它那个对2880。
2880
对对对，然后你想。
那现在不是六个的话，那要多少啊？
六个什么？你说。
就是一个大波的量换算成那个克数的话是多少？
这不已经算出来了吗？5760，这不是六个纳里吗？然后这一个纳里760，六个纳里5760吗？
哎，我是这样算的。
你怎么算的？
一个纳里，这个一个罗加丁四个纳里。
扣我的问题啊！
它四乘以八，不是32个吗？
什么4×8？对，四乘以八，三十二个吗？对，什么？
对，32个满手的话，你一个满手。32×120，那很多了呀。
三十二乘以120，So now we'll go to the next step to see how the single is nullified.
Okay.
So then, how they measure in this place, according to the single result. Okay, now the commentary tells that the single is nali is
1.5 magadha nali.
Therefore, it says that the single nali is big, the Magadhani is middle size, and the Tamil nali is small. So, and he speaks about this kind of called distinction. Here now, therefore, the single nali, which is larger than Magadhani. Therefore, I will put the number, how much large it is. We can explain.
然后在著述里边不是说有三种纳里吗？一种是那个辛哈拉纳里，一种是玛嘎塔纳里，一种是泰米尔纳里。然后著述里边说，辛哈拉纳里是最大的纳里，然后玛嘎塔纳里是中等纳里，然后泰米尔纳里是最小的纳里。然后一个辛哈拉纳里是1.5玛嘎塔纳里。然后现在我们用辛哈拉纳里来算一下这个波波是几？1.5玛嘎塔纳里，一个辛哈拉纳里等于1.5玛嘎塔纳里。
This is the amount they keep of the single nali. Okay. Now here you can see it is 960. I call it. Here is 960, which I put the maximum, the maximum. And this is I call it, exceeding 1 kilogram. Okay. 1 liter. This is a single nali.
So this information is from the government books.
It is from the Ayurvedic books.
Ayurvedic books. Okay. 然后那个，他说里边他定义那个辛哈拉纳里是那个1136毫升，一个就是一个辛哈拉纳里。然后这个呢，就可能比他这个取的这个那个1.5玛嘎塔纳里要小一点。为什么小呢？因为他取的这个玛嘎塔纳里是最大的玛嘎塔纳里，一般玛嘎塔纳里实际上是取你的手大小的。他刚刚取的最最就是最胖最高那个人120克，120克，120克的米。所以说他这个地方玛嘎塔纳里显得比较大。所以说他这个值比1.5要小一些。
So if you might multiply by 6, you get
6,819 毫升。然后饭的话大概也是这个数量，就是6,819克。
So now, if you take this figure and take size M ball. Say size ball, it is within the range of allowable.
所以如果你用辛哈拉纳里来计算的话，这个八号波还是无法的。哦，那翻倍。嗯，5760需不需要再加个菜960啊？你这个六里边已经包含了菜，这里边饭只有四，然后二十菜，记得吗？刚才我跟你计算是这个一个阿拉伯，对，已经包括了，对。
But I found also that, let me see. 8.5, not allowed.
I don't know, it comes approximately to the Swaris and then I make some other motion. Anyway, it's, but it comes approximately to 6.
Okay. 然后这样是这样，然后他，然后他当时先算了一下，就是八号的波呢，他也得用啊，然后八点二号的波，他能够撑那个水的量大概是6790毫升，然后还在入场范围之内，但是8.5号的波就八号半的波，这个已经是过量了。
So therefore now, this is single inhaling. Therefore from size 8.3, 8.4, 8.5, all is not allowed. Up to 8.2, according to the single inhaling, is allowed.
所以说如果你用辛哈拉那里来计算的话，你能用最大的波量是8.2号的波，然后从8.3、8.4、8.5这都已经是不入法的波了。
So therefore now, if we follow the Magan inhaling, of course, size 8.4 is not allowed.
但是如果我们现在马格塔那里也算的话，那个不就连八号的波也还是不如法。
So now when we go to Bandi, he is size 7.5. Okay. Then Aryadam, he is size 7.5. Then Aryananda, he is size 7. But small monks, single monks, they take size.
8.5
very like that
very
like
8他说那个这样说那个圣法大长老和密国长老他们用的就是7.5号的波，然后那个圣喜长老他用的是7号波，他说但是现在有长得很矮的一些本地比丘开始用8号和8.5号的波。
I've seen also other Mahatera in our organization usually their size is 7. And now, for example, there is an executive committee with about 20-25 Mahateras. They come to meet together. There was in Colombo meeting. I've seen all Mahateras in size 7.
他说那个僧团执行委员会，僧团执行委员会开会的时候，这片那个僧团执行委员会开会的时候，就大概20多个长老，大长老20多大长老，然后他看那个，然后他看见大长老用的波，基本上都是7号的波。
In other monasteries also, size 7 is the most common.Moscow.
在其他寺庙里边，七号波也是最常见的。
Now, yani, actually, size 8 is a normal.
他说那个在农树林八号波已经变成正常了。
The reason is that, in our yani, we get many rich daikas who offer. Okay. Thai balls. And then in other place you don't have rich tigers. Okay, they will take size 7. Because the difference between size 7 and so forth is about 3,000 rupees difference.
Okay. 然后那个泰国波很多都是八号波，他说其实七号波和八号波之间那个价格差很大，他说那个八号波能比七号波贵3000卢比左右。
So then another thing is now in every shops in Sri Lanka where they sell these eight requisites like ropes and board, every parcel has 6.8 size board. Every parcel. Therefore, if you go to the storeroom and see all these parcels, what is they keep rope and ball,
pirikar,
this atta pirikar, the size of ball is 6.5.
If
hardly find seven, can find hardly seven.
他说：“如果你是去斯里兰卡那商店，然后去买那种包装好的一波，就是那个成套的一波，就是那个就装成一个包那种一波的话，基本上你在那里边找到波都是6号半的波。然后你如果你去那个龙树林库房，然后看到已经包装好那个一波那个包的话，它那里边那个波基本上也是6号半的波。
So therefore now these two sizes, it is a most normal sizes which in Sri Lanka monks use. They use.”
Ashgol. But after recent times, maybe about 10 or 15 years ago, they started balls come from Thailand, big balls. And the monks started gaining size 7.5. Maybe after 2-5 years, and they started gaining 8. Okay. Now they still increase up to 8.5.
他说那个本来就是对四言海人说他们最长用的波就是六号半的波和那个七号的波，然后大概十五年之前，然后四言海人进口泰国生产的波，然后从那个时候开始就出现了七号半的波，然后再过五年之后八号波也开始出现了，然后到现在已经出现八号半的波。
So then, anyway, this is what I'm telling you, the difference between Magadha Nali, whether you want to follow Magadha Nali or Singhala Nali. I am not going to make any view now here. I am telling you what is according to the Pali text, which is actually very reasonable. What the Buddha put down is very reasonable, as called and moderate size of a ball to use. And so what, even 6.5, you can actually easily fill your stomach, no problem. It is actually, we use the ball for eating, not to, as a suitcase to carry things. So this is for eating purposes. You can fill your stomach to the satisfaction, no problem. 6.5. If you want to have 7 ball and so forth, it's okay. It's got to have more space. But you see, this size 8 ball and so forth becomes ridiculous. And what to tell about more balls? It looks very odd, especially monks who are very short. They carry this big ball. Like that, it looks very ridiculous.
他说这样，这个具体用的时候，你们是采用这个玛嘎玛嘎塔那里还是辛哈拉那里，那是你们自由。但是，他说这个，但是他这个地方他只是按照那个巴黎三那个那个巴黎巴里三那个那个就是注释给大家讲一遍。然后就是刚才他说那个，如果仅仅以这个波是指你们这个称15的话，其实哪怕6号半的波也已经足够用了。 然后那个七号波稍微大一点，然后那个八号的到了八号波其实已经有点晃荡，然后这更不用说八号半的波。他说，尤其现在有些比库都自己个子很矮，然后就背着很大的波，然后走起来摇摇晃晃，其实看起来很晃。
So some months they used to carry the ball in front of them like that. They put the belt like the ball like that, or like the hand. So one time there was a monk, his size 8 ball, which is larger than that. And they put like that in front, no? They belt like that. They finish the Pindapad. Pindapad they finish, they put the ball like that.
Where did you finish that? No,
they finish the Pindapad. After Pindapad they finish, no? You finish the meal. And some monks they don't put the ball behind. They put in front like that. And they carry like that. So, and then, one monk size 8 ball, no? He went to elevator. Elevator. There was in a hospital, and he put the ball like that in front of him. So there are two ladies. They got scared. They thought, so what is this monk carrying with a ball? Quite big ball, size 8. So then one lady, suspecting the monk, maybe what he has in the ball, he asked him, "What's this?" The monk. It's called ball. Ball. What do you have inside the ball? The single monk was shocked. Then I had to interfere. I told it's empty. He finished his meal. Meal? What do you mean? You put food inside? So, yes, for food. What? You're carrying food with you? Actually, they got a bit scared. They thought, what is monk carrying with this ball? Quite big. This monk was short this much. The ball becomes big. No, he carries the ball like that also. If you put the ball behind and so forth, it's okay. But to put this big ball in front of you, that is also scary for the people.
How people react. 然后进了电梯，那个进了电梯之后，看电梯里边除了大长老和那个比库之外，还有两个辛哈拉女人。然后两个辛哈拉女人一看这个比库拿着那么一个棍，吓一跳，然后就过去问这个比库，说你拿着什么东西？然后这个比库说是波，然后你这个不这个不这波里边是什么东西？然后那个比库吓一跳，你为什么要问我这个问题？然后那个大长老说他是里边波里边空的。他说你那个波里边空的以前是装什么的？他说那个他说这装食物的。他说啊，你们拿这么大的波装食物，然后那个非常惊讶的表情说啊，你们原来是装这么多食物。他说这种大波，实际上在阳气去看，其实他们是很惊讶。
那太阳为什么就出现那个8.5毫波呢？
So he's asking why if what you said is true, then why Thai people, why it is so common in Thailand to use size 8.5?
I don't know, because now I will explain about Thai tradition, but anyway, now here, people actually, if they eat, they take a simple plate, and they finish, within 10 minutes, pop, they finish, they wash it and put it aside. So, if they see monks call these people, they thought, what? Food? Fill his bowl with food. They get shocked actually. How these monks can carry so much food? So this is actually this bowl can take about 7.5 bowl. 8 size bowl can take about 6 kilograms of food. Now, a plate is very simple thing which people use. They can say, in the restaurant you go, you fill the plate like that, finish it quickly, and that is all wash it. It's a simple thing. They don't carry these big things for lay people. They get shocked. So that's how now I understood why this lady reacted like that. Okay? Why people, they look like food. That's all. You put food inside. We as a layman use this kind of simple things like and you are carrying these things for food. This is actually, they get shocked.
他说这是为什么惊讶？他说一般就是一顿饭吃一盘饭也就750克。然后一看一个比库拿了8号锅，然后那个8号锅其实装了6公斤的那个饭。所以说那个即使会非常惊讶。你们装的这是食物。
So one day when I was measuring the bowls, I put all the bowls, 6.57 and so forth, all the bowls on the ground. And then these people, they came up, the kitchen people, they came up to carry the dustbin and so forth. They saw, why you told me you put all the bowls? I'm measuring. I told you to find out what is the correct size, bowl size for a monk. He told me.This size, 6.5, this is correct for monks. I do not ask him. They told me, this is correct, this is good enough. You know?
然后这样他前一段时间把这些那个6.5号锅、7号锅、7.5号锅、8号锅、8.5号锅都摆在一起，摆在食堂里面，然后测量一下那个尺寸，然后看的哪个波是如法的波。然后当时这正是中午，然后中午的时候他们上了厨房里面那些上来搬那个垃圾桶，然后他们搬那个去上来搬垃圾桶的时候，看到这波摆在一起，然后就问大长老说：“你在这干什么？”他说我在这测量这个波尺寸，看哪个波是如法的波。而且这就是一看，然后就指那个6.5号波，那个时候就是这里出来，他是如法的波。
So then we discussed only about how much food is thrown in a bowl. Every day for lunch or after lunch, the monks finish 50 kilograms of food are thrown away. Okay, it's a big barrel full of food, 50 kilograms. These people they carry it and want to throw it away. So then and they asked me, they told me that. Why monks they throw so much food? They ask me. So I told him, because they don't know moderation at all. They don't know how much to eat. They told me that now eating this lay people, sometimes the food gets shot down. Monks they collect so much food, and sometimes the food gets shot down, and these people, the dieters, have to go to the shop and buy to eat because it gets short of food. And then they come and see so much food is thrown away. The dieters starting complaining.Why these monks take so much food if they can't eat it? We have to run to the shop and get food from there.
他说，然后大家看看这个垃圾桶每天扔到多少米饭的话，他说实际上这那个每天农村每天扔到就是下面这个地方垃圾桶每天扔掉米饭大概有50公斤左右。然后呢，他说这个他说这个已经引起一些就是抗议。他说为什么？因为那个 因为每天那个就出来人的打完饭不是及时打饭吗？他们及时经常发现就是出来人打完饭之后，他们剩下的饭不够他们吃，然后不够他们吃，他们有些人就得不到吃，他们就跑到附近商店去买点吃。然后他们去商店买完吃，回来一看，然后那个有50公斤的食物被出来人给扔掉了。然后他们就开始抗议，说这些出家人，如果说他们吃不了这么多的话，那干嘛打那么多食物。
So one reason I find out is most of the monks in our yani use size 8 bowl. So size 8 bowl, if you take, so it is really larger than that. So if you see from the top, you can't see how much food you took. You think this little, you want to feel it. And ultimately, if you see to eat, you think it's too much. And ultimately, the rest you throw away. Therefore, the larger the bowl, the more you don't know how much to take. Okay? Because you, it creates an illusion. Illusion, yet it's not enough food in the inside. Although you might take this much, but because the bowl is this much, you can't see it. The bowl is filled, okay? And then after you eat, you realize too much, and then half of the bowl, you go in the dustbin, or whatever. Nearly the dustbin fills up to 50 kilograms a day, every day, only lunch. Breakfast, how to tell? If you lunch and breakfast all together, it can exceed about 75 kilograms.
他说这个当然就是说这比丘为什么打这么多饭吃不了，当然是有很多原因的。他发现其中一个原因就是很多比丘用的八号钵，为什么用八号钵之后，他说八号钵有个问题，就是它这个钵很大，然后你放了一点食物呢，你可能放了一点食物进去之后，你放很多食物进去，它可能还显得很浅，就给你一种幻觉，就是说你这里边你盛的食物还很少，但是你最后吃的时候你才发现这边盛的食物其实挺，虽然看起来很浅，但是盛的食物已经很多了，然后最后他们吃不了食物只能扔掉。然后所以说是使用大钵就很容易给你制造那种幻觉，就是说你打饭的时候给你制造那种幻觉，就是你打的饭其实很少，其实你已经打了很多了。然后这样扔掉食物就光午饭，就是光午饭一顿饭能扔掉50公斤食物，然后再加上早饭，大概一天能扔掉75公斤食物。
If you have a small size bowl like seven or six, you know how to stop. So then you know how to moderate it. You don't get illusions as well like that. But these monks.They are small monks, but they take the big bowl, they feel, they take more, they become more greedy to put more things in. Ultimately, they fill the stomach, and they throw the rest of it. So, that it can be one reason, I don't tell you this is the only reason, but this is one reason why they, by taking big bowl, you create this problem of throwing more food that's necessary.
当然我们说这个大锅只是浪费食物一个原因，但不是唯一的原因。但是不管怎么说，如果说你使用就是那个6.5号或者7号锅的话，它比较不容易让你产生那种食物很少的幻觉，就是你在打饭的时候，你在什么地方应该停止，这个度应该掌握得更加准确一些。
7号的锅好像现在多不多？我从来
我们出家的时候好像只有两三个7号。有一个6.5号锅，有2-3个7.5号的锅，
我出家的时候7个人，有6个人是7.5号的锅，只有一个人是8号锅。
7号锅
到我们的时候，绝大多数是8号锅。
对，没有7号锅。抢到了一个7.5号锅，
我们那时候是最小的7号锅。
啊。
抢不到7号锅。
啊。
抢不到，指定的是8号锅。
对，我们也指定的
8号锅。他那里全是8号，他不给你用给谁用啊？
我在厂，我才有个7.5的。
So these monks are telling that when they get ordination, most of them are assigned with a size 8 bowl. So they have no better option. He said that when he got ordination, there's only one size 7 bowl is available. All the other bowls are size 8 bowl. So,
我也想放个球。
It is actually some, not Bhikkhu Bandit, it's not Bhikkhu Bandit, this is again Gunaratana and Nandaratana, these two Ratanas. They tell the people, no, you take 8. They will order also from the Dayakas also, they will order now, starting ordering before the ordination, they will tell the Dayakas, bring, size 8 bowl. So this practice started because of these two monks. Other monks are not particular about that. So, therefore now, Migoda, he does not insist 8 bowl, he does not like it won't match.
啊，就是米国长老其实也并不是喜说，并不很喜欢那个崩，八号波，可能是其他一些尊者，他们那个什么，就是说他们在那个主持这事儿的时候，他们和那个军事订购的时候直接订过八号波，所以最后导致你们就是分的时候只有八号波的钱，并不是米国长老的问题。
那这个可以向上面反映一下。
嗯，他已经反映过了。
还其实还有一个原因，
七号波现在地下火可能会多起来。
嗯，
我也想画七号波。
什么？你也想七号波？
我也想画七号波。
所以，he said he also wanted to switch his ball into the seven ball.
So actually now this ball size 8, as I told, it takes 8 plates of food. Okay. If you take 8 plates on the table, 8 plates, you can make a party.
他说这个八号波可以成八号食物，然后如果说你把这八号食物摆在桌上的话，你就可以发现这个开个那个派对。
Make a party, invite your friends, come eat.
对，可以开派对，可以和你朋友。
So then actually, eight plates you go to that table, the table is full.
那八盘摆在桌上都可以把桌子给摆满。
So then now regarding amount of food, okay, how much to take.
Mm-hmm.
We have learned from our teachers all days that 40 mouthfuls is good enough for 24 hours.
Uh-huh.
40 mouthfuls.
Uh-huh.
Okay, therefore now if you take a mouthful, you make a round mouthful, you don't take like that. You need like that.
Uh-huh.
Mouthful means round form.
Uh-huh.
If you open your mouth, you can easily put it inside. This amount.
Uh-huh.
40 mouthfuls.
Uh-huh.
Those days you used as you can't go to take 40 mouthfuls.
Uh-huh.
But even 40 mouthfuls goes more than enough.
Uh-huh.
You feel full.
Uh-huh.
So something preferring 35 mouthfuls is good enough.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the maximum it is 40 mouthfuls.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
So now this bowl can take 61 mouthfuls. Okay?
So this
if you measure 61 mouthfuls.
Mm-hmm. Two hours.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 2 hours.
2 hours it is. So, 7 bowl can take 90. That's called 90 mouthfuls. It's almost double that we eat. Almost double. And this can take about 109 mouthfuls. 109. And this can take 123 mouthfuls. Let alone the other. Now, here this 61. So the maximum will take is 40.
Uh-huh.
40 for 24 hours. Uh-huh. No problem. We'll read the books, meditate, sweep, do everything as well. 24 hours, no problem.
Uh-huh.
40 miles. But even these 61 miles is too much.
Uh-huh. So but this 40 from this where did you get this figure from? Where did you from?
Nyanarama Mahatero, there are also other. Of course, he did get from others and so on. This is 40 mouthfuls.
Uh-huh.
I will explain now, monks who experiment with 40 mouthfuls, they found it difficult to eat 40 mouthfuls.
Uh-huh. Okay. 然后那个就张老师，就他那个时候，他们出家那个时候，就是他们那个老师就知道大长老，还有其他一些大长老呢，就是他们那个时候建议他们，就是一天24小时间吃的饭大概吃40口，基本上已经就够你24小时用的。然后他说他这个口呢，就是说也不是说你非要满口，而是说那个做一个饭这个小饭团，然后塞到嘴里边这算一口。然后他说24小时大概吃40口就够了。然后其实40口对很多人来说都太多了，吃不下去，一般很多人都只能吃35口。然后现在我们看，如果用口来计算的话，这些波能吃多少口？说这个六号半的波能吃61口饭，然后七号波90口，七号半的波能吃109口，八号波可以成123口饭。嗯。
So then you can test and see how much you can eat, alright? So I told this South African man, Bodiras.
Bodiras, yes.
eaten 40, if I eat 35, I will full hero. Mm. I can't even exceed 35 is too much for me.
Gujarat, you know this tall man.
他说南非那个胖的那个是上马尼拉，然后那个
他呛火。
对对，当然老天又问我，他说你一天能吃多少口饭？他说35口已经很多，这35口我就快吃不下去了。
但是他吃两个而且的水果，什么各种粥啊什么，他那算吗？
啊，
粥的算吗？
He's telling that South African monk is eating a lot of fruits and porridge and this kind of thing, so it's not counted in that 35 muscles or something.
No, it's counted because he measures the body, fruits, everything included.
他把所有那些加进去。
Everything included.
对。
So I don't know, but he takes lunch also.
Yes, he takes lunch also.
It can be, but I mean now, if you take, for example, 35 points, it takes too much for him.
Uh-huh.
It wants a meal.
Uh-huh.
He might take 60 for mouthful, for example, 30 in the breakfast, 30 for lunch.
Uh-huh.
But you see, if it is 60, it is good enough, his body is good enough.
Uh-huh.
For two meals, good enough.
他说即使他吃两顿饭，然后一顿吃三十个，一顿吃三十口的话，那其实6.5号也足够用了。
You take 2 meals, it's good enough. Now, 7 size bowl, of course, you get 90. But it is, you usually don't fill this bowl, it is half bowl, you see monks and so forth, they fill only half of the bowl, same size, size 7.
他说即使7号锅一般来说你用不了填满，就是说他们现在大部分里头，那么7号锅他们也只是半锅而已。
希腊菜好像这个不是7号锅。
对。
Except if you get some bread slices and so forth, which they are very soft, very soft soap slices, and they take more space.
Uh-huh.
More space.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes you can see some months they have up to the brim is
uh-huh.
full,
uh-huh.
but it's just bread slices.
Uh-huh.
If you squeeze this, they are in grams actually like a lot of air, like sponge.
Uh-huh.
They have no weight much.
Uh-huh.然后他说你看很多比库，他因为他们这次那个七号锅填的比较满，是因为他里边放了很多面包，他那个面包话应该这占的空间比较大，所以说你吃面包的时候可能会那个打很多面包的话，那个锅可能会填的比较满，但是面包其实并不重，如果你把面包一挤的话，其实也没多少空间，然后重量比米饭还要轻很多。
慢点，一个实际问题，比库搭上8号锅，决议还不决议？
He's
asking if a bhikkhu he wants a bhikkhu wants to get higher ordination, then is it suitable for this bhikkhu to determine a size 8 bowl? This is his question.
You know, this is, I'm telling you, this is what they practice. I don't want now to start fighting with these monks here.
Uh-huh.
I'm telling you. So, the difference is actually about the excess,
uh-huh.
about 300 grams, no?
Uh-huh.
300 grams,
uh-huh.
okay? It's excess and so forth. In Singhalis, between Singhalis, Nali, and Maganali, is about, the Ukkota body is about 300 grams, balance,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
300 grams.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to start a fight because of 300 grams. So then, I mentioned Migoda Bande, he's aware of that.
Uh-huh.
He told me, do you mean our Nali is
not big.
Correct?
Too big. Uh-huh.
Too big.
Uh-huh.
He told me, yes, according to the school, it is big.
Uh-huh.
So then, that's so now I don't want to start debates
uh-huh.
and controversy because of 300 grams, okay?
Uh-huh.
So, I do not approach this much. Now, me, Goda Bande, he does not like, say, inside a bowl. So then, because one time, one monk asking Bande, I want to have size 8 bowl, can I take? And me, Goda asked me, why? Because I want to put my robe and so forth inside the bowl. Then, me, Goda Bande, then you go and take a suitcase, you know. You can tell him that. Therefore, from this story, Migoda Bande does not like much. He is not emphasis. But at the same time, he does not want to stop this monk getting size 8.
But he prohibits 8.5.
8.5, of course, he did not know. He did not know that it's analog.
Uh-huh.
Therefore, when one monk he took 8.5, he did not stop it. Uh-huh. When I brought this to his awareness, uh-huh. really, I did not know that. Uh-huh. So because he measured, you know, uh-huh. and he found out this exceeding, uh-huh. and that he told that monk to vinyasa, uh-huh. he told him to
cut,
to remove that, uh-huh. not to cut, he told him to remove.
Okay.
But that when he vinyasa, he cut.
Okay. 他说这个问题是这样，就是说那个你实际上就八号佛如法不如法的问题，就实际上就涉及到是你是那个新罕那那里还是一个玛嘎塔那里。他说因为这个八号佛与玛嘎塔那里的话，实际上是那个比这个是超三百克，然后他不想用这三百克，因想争论。然后他说，然后这但是不管你用玛嘎塔那里还是新罕那里，他八点五号佛肯定是不如法的。然后他说那个米果长老怎么看？他说，米果长老其实他也不是很喜欢八号果，因为他说举个例子，就是当时，以前曾经有一个比库去问那个跟米果长老求许可，说他想拿那个八号果，然后米果长老就问他说你拿八号果干嘛？他说，我想拿八号果装我三一。然后那个米果长老说你要是装三一的话，你去库房拿个箱子去。然后他说那个然后他说从这个故事可以看出来，米果长老其实也不是很喜欢八号果，但他也没禁止。那个不使用八号波，但是八点五号的波那个，然后那个自从那个大长老量了一个波之后呢，他说后来那个密谷长老开始降临用八点五号的那个波的比库，去那里测就是这个八点五号波的容量，然后有一个比库就拿八点五号波去测，结果一看过量了，然后密谷长老就让他换波，所以有时候那个从密谷长老角度讲，八点五号波肯定是不可以。
就是按照这个一圈讲下来，就是说6.5到8，
在这边是可以，
可以用的。
对，但八点五
决议也可以决议吧。
对，但八点五是不可以。
哎，我先问一下，就是我们在这里拿波应该不用决议吧？
什么？
在这里拿波是放的
啊？
这是
啊，
好像是按照这里来说是不用决议。我想问一下，对。
多余的波可以储存超那个那个那个。
不，就是在这里拿。
我知道
了，
是吗？
不
是。So he's asking that. So he's asking that. So he's asking that. So while taking the meal.
我从来没觉得。
So.
愣了一下。
While.
应该觉得。
Taking the meal from Dana side.
如果如法。
If he use a public bowl, for example, a bowl from there, if he use a public bowl, then is it necessary for him to determine this bowl? He cannot determine it.
No, it is not necessary because it's public, no? It is for common use. You don't determine this ball. It is not your personal ball.
那不是你个人的ball，你不能决议。
对，我不能决议，是对的。所以我的想法是正确。
嗯。
但是我想问一下，就是那个四十口。那个四十口是指那个，就是说，像舍利弗尊者不是建议吃饭的时候舍五口，舍掉五口喝五口水，他是指那个舍掉五口那个饭量。
不是，他不是舍五口饭，他是那个四十口的那个这第24小时的这里面足够用的。
啊，足够用。
对。
啊，
So, but、I've seen also some monks, they don't have eight bowl, they have 8.1, 8.2, and sometimes also 8.3 bowl.
Okay.
So, this is what actually these are actually points. If you want to keep the vinaya, of course, it is wrong. Even size 8 bowl is wrong. But therefore, now Migoda Bande informed the Sangha one day because I make him aware of that. He informed the Sangha that some monks have big bowls. They think it's size 8, but they take more, they have more capacity than size 8, therefore they should come to my office and measure it. They phone the Sangha. So, but who is going to measure now? Who is going to measure his own bowl? So then, I told some monks to go. I told him personally to go, they went. And they found the bowls are big. But usually, most of these English monks, even foreigners, nobody went.
He said, 然后所以我那个他们自己一个用的是八号，其实用的比八号更大的波。然后那个然后咪有张老师，所以用大波上比和那个去后来去我办公室量一下那个的波。然后后来那个后来人家但很多人其实他比较懒或者什么原因他就没有去。然后后来那个大张老汉看了几个那个波是特别大的，就那个告诉他去找那个有张老。然后后来到没有张老一量，果然是大波，然后就换了。
So now, regarding now the sizes, if it is unallowable ball, every time the monk uses, according to the commentary, every time the monk uses, dukkata, dukkata, dukkata. You wash it, dukkata. You eat from it, every mouthful is dukkata. Okay? Therefore, I have to highlight this point for you to know that if you don't want to fall dukkata offenses, you keep to the Magadhanali, Magadhanali, and take at least 7.5, or less than 7.5. You are on the safe, You no doubt. You don't go to the borderline and think it is allowable, not allowable, and what. So that is even in doubt, you do get it. You are in doubt, you do get it.
Okay.
每次可都是
啊，他是这样，然后跟朱里也说法，如果您不如法的波，尺寸不如法的波呢，然后从这个波里边每吃一口饭就一个恶作，然后拿这个波没洗，所以也是一个恶作，然后所以说张想强一下，如果大家就是说不想犯恶作的话，最好是用那个七号半或者比七号半更小的波。他说因为八号波它可能这处于那个如法边界线上，就是你如果用八号波的话，可能心里会产生怀疑。然后，因为如果你怀疑想去吃这个东西，还是恶作，所以说
我没怀疑。
对，所以说就这样给大家的这样一个建议。
现在七号铺没有，找不到。
库房里边
没有呀。
所以在 Seven Bowl is not available in the store.
There are.
You know?
Yes, if you start the storekeeper, there are.
Many, I can't check that. Many.
Many.
Yes.
Size seven.
Small bowl. I don't know what size. Small bowl. Many, but not very good bowl. Maybe very small.
No, this small bowl. It's aluminium bowl. Sometimes the aluminium bowls not allowed. Not allowable. Aluminium bowls. But I checked. Size seven is available. Seven. Because now they put these bowls in the other room. No. I think the Japanese monk, he took many bowls and put them in the other room, not in the main room. There is another room.
Oh, yes.
From the other, on the left, if you go the steps up on the left side, not on the right side, they put many bowls there.
Oh, that is not too far.
If you check there, you can find many bowls, different sizes. And there is also the other in the library.
Library,
they have many bowls. It's pretty, called, they put like, they collect these bowls. Because they want to for offering to other places.
Yes.
You can check there and you can find many size bowls. But they remove them, they put them there because they offer to other places. They collect only size 8 bowls and they put in storeroom. So the others are removed. If you want to find the other bowl, you can collect from the library when they store these the bowls.
他说那个就像你刚说那个波儿，那个你得注意那有些波儿可能不是，反正那有些波儿可能是铝的。然后他说那个，然后你据说你说七号波找不到的话，你可以搁库房里面的房间，库房里面的房间那里边存很多波。然后第一个是那个地方，再一个就是那个图书馆里边有小房间，那个墙的地方有小房间，那里边藏着很多波。他说他们那些波儿，他们那个里边是什么什么神都有。然后他说他们那些波儿，他们的其实储藏那些波儿，他们是想拿那个波儿去供那个。供塔呀，供菩提树什么的，到别的地方做供养。但是你去哪也是可以。他说他们之所以在库房那边看到这种都是八号波，因为他们从那些波里边选出八号波放在库房里面。
那个分类主人，要是那个换波的话，需不需要就是请求许可，还是说我们直接从库房拿都可以？
你说米狗有没有请求？
So
he's asking that if they want to change their bowls, is it necessary to ask permission from Miguel Bende, or they can directly change their bowl?
No need to ask permission
from
him. It's not necessary. Because you are changing for allowable bowl, allowable bowl is no problem.
Okay.
So, you can change it. There's no need for that.
他说只要你犯的不是无法的，不需要修行。
然后我们那个
是现在用的波怎么办？
啊？
现在用的波？
对对，我现在用的波是要放红土吗？还是怎么？
那是八号
的，不能放。
啊。So he said that because now he is using size 8 ball, so what to do with this old ball? So put it back into the store or something.
No problem, you can speak with this Japanese man or Indian man, Ananda. They will find the place.
Or Chitavisuti.
Chitavisuti, he sometimes does not like to have used items inside the room. He tests like that.
Uh-huh.
But I have seen so many used balls there.
Uh-huh.
Back balls, sometimes used and broken, like that. He is there.
Uh-huh.
But if you ask him, he'll say, no, I don't want to have used items.
Uh-huh.
But if you go out, if he's not there, and you put the ball there, he will keep it. He'll not remove it. But in that case, now you can better, if you want to get rid of this ball, it's still usable, can be used again.You can speak with Ananda, the Indian monk, or the Japanese, who is that?
Kemase.
Kemase as well. They will put in the sword.
There
were bolts like that inside the store. Bolts like broken like that, I've seen.Bolts like that, inside the store.
It
was from outside also, the color is broken. They put in the store.
那个我想给那个长老提个建议，就这节课呀，最好那个在红衣戒律课的时候讲，因为那个我们做红衣的时候没讲这个，然后我们也不知道。
说他没
人问，那就不提了。
对。
如果我们取
了
那个波，它
那
右
空间
当
时
处理，
它前面说
还
有
一个
前
面
说
是
右边墙，
你什么前
面
又
掉了？后面怎么办？
它
前面
出来是这个
银
色的，
不然
我
自己把那个
后
把后头
的
那个石头。跟他们罗什人一般，就是跟他们一起做。他们每年红衣哪些红衣出家的时候，你就跟他们一起弄一些。他们会黑板写写，还是那个接烧锅，烧锅的时候你就跟拿锅跟他们一块烧就可以。
那我们先把那个就是说，比如说。七号的锅先自己储藏起来吗？
啊？
是先放在哪儿？不然。
七号锅你不用储藏，因为你去拿七号肯定有。他说那应该是很多锅，对。
七号的。
So anything more to do?
So now because the time is past, we will continue tomorrow, no?And now with this Anama Savatu, I combine the file.Tomorrow I can show you.
他说你这节课时间已到，然后你昨天问的关于不可出物的问题，他已经给你就写了一个文档，然后明天会给你讲。
So I don't know if somebody has questions, you can stay
okay.
behind.
Okay, Monday tomorrow the storeroom have no other pool. 我先去挖了。
What?
So you're questioning whether there's actually a smaller bowl in the store.
Yeah, but I told him in the library, you know, they can go collect from there.
对，你就是他的意思是你在库房里面找不到，你可以去那个图书馆的小房间里面找。
But it's difficult to go inside because you have to climb ball, stepping and so on. It's full of balls. Steel balls. Size 7 is very easy to find.Size 7, 7 and a half?
Seven.
I don't know. 7 and a half, I don't know. But 7 is easily fine. It depends. Only thing that to make a ball back, to find a ball back is a problem.
So
good.
Aya katam bunya samina anodipata.
Sab sabar
mada. Samina katam bunya mayandata.
Sab sabar anodipata.
Sab sabar mada. Oka sadara tena katam sabahutin kamatimibati.
Kama
kya. Kama kya.
Shukyota, nidukota, nipana bachata. Kama kya.
Thank you. 하나씩 다 가보지.
Maybe from here, maybe. Oh. Maybe Chitta Vimuti is maybe.
Oh.
You can ask him.
Lunchtime I ate one and now I feel very uncomfortable. The blood sugar very low.
I don't know what it is. I've never seen it.
I don't know whether it is this kind of medicine caused that. It's not sweet, no sweet inside, and tastes a little bitter.
I've never seen this shape. Now I'm sweating
and the blood sugar goes down and even I drink some sugar and now maybe last for 3 hours and now keep I also feel no energy.
I've never seen this shape. Maybe different shape, but this shape I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but sesame seeds also, no? There are sesame seeds, isn't it?
Sorry?
Sesame seeds. Sesame seeds.